talk right now about something going on that seems like, how would it ever apply to me? But car rental companies have been having a world of hurt. They've got to contend with particularly business travelers that used to rent cars that now are using Lyft or Uber to get around where they go. And they're now having to deal with the collapse in the value of used cars. As I've told you prior on the show, the collapse in the value of used cars is presenting a phenomenal opportunity, the best in many, many years, perhaps a couple of decades, for bargains for people buying used cars instead of buying new. The absolute sweet spot in the used car market that's so oversupplied are vehicles that tend to be 2 or 3 years old, and to a lesser extent, 1 year, and a lesser extent, 4 years old. Imagine you're a car rental company. You buy a new car to rent to people, and then after it gets so many miles on the odometer, you sell it off in the used vehicle market, and you anticipate, and your business model is based on getting back so many dollars when you go to sell that vehicle. Well, right now, car rental companies can't get that money. So they've decided they're going to keep the vehicles they have on the road longer, which we've seen that movie before where you show up and the rental cars seem like jalopies. And they're going to buy fewer vehicles for their fleet. The net result is something that I experienced just recently at Houston Hobby Airport, where I showed up at the rental counter where I had my car booked, and the entire parking lot is empty save for 3 vehicles. And there's dozens of people waiting around for a car. And you're going to see more of that, where car rental companies overbook because they have a no-show problem, and you don't pay for a car rental you don't show up for. So they have to overbook, expecting so many people not to show up. But the margin for error is shrinking because they're shrinking their fleets. So here's something I want you to know if you even occasionally rent cars. Most of the car rental companies have reservation programs, frequent renter programs, whatever you want to call them. Hertz calls it Number One Club. Avis calls it, what do they call it? Wizard Rapid Rewards, whatever. Budget has one. Thrifty, Alamo, they all have these programs, Enterprise. And so I've joined them all. And so I also go an additional step with most of the programs. You can essentially check yourself in advance. So in the case when I got to the rental lot at Houston Hobby, I jumped that whole line of people that were sitting around waiting for cars to be returned, because one of those cars was already pre-reserved for me and 2 others for other people, because they had already done what I did, where I had already checked myself in. And you have a barcode and you just go to the gate where the thing goes up and you drive off. And so it's one of those areas of travel that after you've traveled across the country or whatever, the last thing you want to have to do is worry about the car rental not being there. But it's something you need to know about and consider. I want to give you one other tip, particularly at busy times. I've used this before in Denver. During ski season, car rentals at the Denver airport are a fortune. But Denver now has light rail that goes from the airport to downtown, goes into town. If you rent a car as if you're a local in a city instead of at an airport, in many circumstances, you will cut the cost of your rental by as much as two-thirds, renting away from the airport instead of at the airport. Sometimes Krista can bust me on the air about something I did in Milwaukee once when cars were very expensive at the Milwaukee airport. And, well, I rented off airport and we had to slog through slush and snow to get a car at half the cost that it was at the airport. But I don't think she's ever forgiven me for taking her through that slush and snow. That's the second time in Milwaukee I have upset her walking through snow and slush. Check out our full podcast at clark.com/ on demand.